Here it comes. Next Tuesday, the much-talked-about insurance marketplace will go online. The aim is to offer millions of uninsured Americans a place to buy health insurance as required by the Affordable Care Act. As Lottie Watts reports with Health News Florida, some folks were not even aware this was coming.
Maggie Banta knows how important health insurance is and just how pricey things can get without it. She had to have emergency surgery in June after complications that resulted from weight loss surgery she had a few years ago. That's costing her $10 a month to chip away at a $31,000 hospital bill.
I laughed when I opened the bill. I was like, seriously? You know, and it says, you can pay online, you know, and I'm like, oh, great, that's very nice. And I just called them and I said, yeah, you know, I don't really know what you want me to do with this, but I said, there's no way. And that's like 3 years salary for me.
Banta and her husband used to have health insurance through their employers, but they both lost their jobs during the recession.
A few years ago when we did have insurance, I wound up having to have some emergency surgery. And the bill for that, thank God I had insurance, because that bill was $75,000. You know, and I'm like, whoa. You know, and when I broke my leg, I had insurance. That was $106,000.
For a while, they paid about $900 a month for COBRA to keep their employer coverage after she lost her job.
And after a while, we just thought, this is just ridiculous. I don't need $900 a month in services. So we quit paying that and just I started paying the doctor cash anytime I needed to go.
Banta works 29 hours a week for Hilton Hotels and makes about $1,000 a month. They don't offer health insurance to part-timers. Recently, she found out she could get care through Community Health Pinellas. It's a not-for-profit that provides primary care services at prices Banta says she can afford.
The day I went, normally it would have been $40 and they were running a special. It was $10 and I got a $5 gift card to Target. I'm like, I just got a pap smear for $5. So something that cost me $275 somewhere else, I got for $5.
Come October 1st, Banta will have options beyond special discounts. That's when the new online health insurance marketplace is open. The marketplaces are part of the Federal Affordable Care Act, and they're designed so people can shop for plans at different prices. When I asked Banta if she planned to shop on the marketplace for health insurance, she said she had never heard of this option. That's very common, says Joe Greger, the vice president of Consumer and Exchange Markets for Florida Blue, an insurer that will be selling health plans on Florida's marketplace.
Overwhelmingly across the state and across income levels, people are underinformed about what's coming in 2014.
The plans that will be for sale in the marketplace will offer coverage starting as soon as January 1st. Consumers can choose from different plans, bronze, silver, gold, or platinum. Greger says the big difference is in monthly premiums and out-of-pocket cost.
Now, depending on what those claims are about, that could be a fairly sizable amount of money compared to, for example, a platinum plan, which for the same covered benefits would pay 90% of the claims instead of 60% of the claims. You'd expect the premium to be higher on the platinum plan because the out-of-pocket risk to the member is lower on the platinum plan than it is on the bronze plan.
Federal health officials estimate the average cost of a silver plan on Florida's marketplace at $328 a month. That estimate doesn't include tax credits that will be available to some individuals and families depending on their income. Maggie Banta and her husband, who is self-employed as a cab driver, make about $30,000 a year. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, she should be eligible for tax credits that would bring the cost of health insurance down to about $150 a month.
You know, I have to think about my bottom line. You know, I have to think about what's best for my wallet and my health.
On October 1st, she says she plans to log onto healthcare.gov herself and see what's out there. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.
To see what's out there and for more on how the Affordable Care Act may affect you and your family, visit our website, healthnewsflorida.org.